106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On today's show, we have People Are Dumb. A woman in Thailand was busted teaching naked yoga. I can see a lot of problems going happening there. We have a couple of local animal stories, a bear and a mountain lion. We have the 420 catch of the day today. It's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Clearly, he's high.
Yesterday in Altadena, a bear took a swim in a swimming pool. We've got animal stories coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. And now, the newsman that sounds like Kent Brockman, the newsman on The Simpsons.
A bear caught on video taking a dip in an Altadena backyard swimming pool. The animal seen hanging out on one side of the pool before swimming to the other side near the diving board.
All right, now that's technically the end of the story. Nothing else happens. But Kent Brockman wants to make a joke about a bear diving and getting a score from judges.
He was going for a 10. He didn't quite get it when he made his dive. He got a 9.5.
All right, listen, it's not a funny joke.
A 6.7.
Don't even start with a 6.7.
Who's that bastard in the back of the newsroom who shouted 6.7? Stop it. That's for kids. Our role in society is to get mad at them because we don't understand what it means. And then they laugh. Because we're upset at something that doesn't really mean anything. We ruin it when we use it. Oh, maybe that's what you're doing. Sorry, back to you.
All right. The bear hung out for a bit before hopping out of the pool. The Altadena Sheriff's Department recently shared on social media
ways to keep a bear out of our backyards.
That there has been an increase recently in bear sightings in the foothill neighborhoods. They reminded everyone, please keep garbage in the bear-proof containers. Pick up fallen fruit from trees and clean grills immediately. After you use them.
Oh.
Who's that woman at the end? Oh.
Oh.
I'm turned on by how you clean the grill. Oh.
Oh.
That story took an unexpected turn. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. British yoga teacher arrested for hosting $9 tantric sex yoga classes behind a restaurant. Her name is Maria Shetatina, 40 years old. She sparked some concerns over her weekly tantric yoga. Have you ever heard of tantric yoga? I have not. She used the name Maria Sly Love and charged clients just $9 per class. And she was teaching meditations, tantric massage, and sacred sexuality from behind. Oh, I'm sorry, from behind a local restaurant, it goes on to say. This island is called Koh Phangan. And apparently it is known as hippie paradise for its serene beaches, spiritual retreats, and bohemian communities drawn to its natural beauty. You know how far you have to go to get arrested in Thailand, for God's sakes? Here she is. This is the woman, Maria Shetanina, talking about tantric yoga.
My exploration with the tantric yoga class.
In my mind, tantric equals sex. Am I wrong?
This is really quite, subtle and profound at the same time.
I'm going to deny subtle and profound at the same time. Not possible.
Just, it enables me to tap into that creative energy on a somatic level.
Please use words that I understand.
That I'm sometimes not able to access just through my own mind, which has really benefited me for...
Sex?
Music, making music.
Having sex?
Creativity in any way.
Creativity during sex?
Creativity cooking.
Having sex?
Communicating in a different way, just doing things a bit differently and in a new way. So I'm really appreciating the benefits of that thus far, and I'm excited to dive in a little bit deeper.
Right? Ready to dive in a little deeper, right?
Get more in touch with myself.
More in touch with my partner.
Be less in my head, a little more feeling, more being.
Can you speak up? All I'm starting to hear is noise.
And so this yoga really beneficial.
Huh. Sorry about the end of that report. That was just noise.
Go away, kitty! Go!
This is a woman on a bicycle on a mountain path in Orange County that comes face to face with a mountain lion. details coming up on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, getting closer to the 5 o'clock hour. We have your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas before you can buy them. They go on sale right at noon on Friday. Let's talk mountain lions.
Go away, kitty! Go!
This is a woman on a bicycle on a mountain path in Orange County that comes face-to-face with a mountain lion, and she calls it a kitty.
Go away, kitty! Go!
A couple of bicyclists encountering a mountain lion on an Orange County trail. The cyclists say their encounter took place in Whiting Ranch, a dreaded hill in Lake Forest. Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter spoke with a local community scientist and wildlife photographer who knows about mountain lions in our area and has some advice on what to do if you find yourself face to face with a mountain lion.
It's so crazy how you're supposed to act differently depending on what animal it is. And then when you come face to face with the animal, you go, I don't remember what I'm supposed to do right now. Am I supposed to get bigger? Am I supposed to get smaller? Do I turn my back? Do I not turn my back? What do? Do I flash bright lights at it? Do I back away slowly? Do I stand my ground? For this woman in Orange County, it was being loud.
A frightening encounter for two mountain bikers in Orange County as they are stalked by a mountain lion.
Help! Help!
It happened Sunday afternoon. The riders who don't want to be identified spotted the large cat.
Can't be too careful. You don't want to put your face on TV so other mountain lions can see how you treat them.
Hiding in the bushes.
Oh! No.
While out on the trails in Whiting Ranch in Lake Forest.
This is freaky because they spotted the mountain lion hiding and watching them. And they walked past and it was still watching them. And then eventually it jumped onto the path and ran at them.
The same area where a mountain biker was killed by a cougar in 2004.
Go away! Go away!
The pair slowly backing away, keeping their eyes on the cat and their bikes as a barrier.
Smart. To get to me, you're going to have to go through this bicycle.
When the mountain lion suddenly followed along.
Go away, kitty!
If I keep calling it kitty, it won't seem so scary.
Go away!
It is concerning because that's what you don't want. Typically, mountain lions don't want anything to do with humans.
Sure, but right now they're following humans.
Mark Girardo, community scientist and wildlife photographer, who recently captured cougar cubs and their mom on camera in the Santa Ana Mountains, says the mountain lion is a young juvenile and says the bikers did exactly what you're supposed to.
Again, how do they keep it straight? How do they know how to treat a mountain lion versus, say, a bear?
We might go down.
We don't want to give it our back, so.
No.
Despite being followed for several minutes, the cat then making a final frightening charge.
At which point, I shit my pants.
Go away!
Hey!
Go!
Hey!
Go!
Go!
I'm assuming because it's such a young mountain lion, because it still has spots, it probably recently left mom. And it's probably just not sure of what to do. Maybe it's just curious and trying to figure out what these humans are.
He says there was a second reported encounter with the mountain lion and says the rangers have been alerted. The bikers escaping shaken but unharmed and warning others to always be on alert out on the trails.
Go away, kitty! Go!
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We have three things at four on the way.
I am going to be telling you about a fight that broke out at a Bass Pro Shop in Texas.
Excellent. Excellent. Third Eye Blind playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It's our 34th annual,
by the way,
which is crazy.
Nuts.
December 13th, tickets for that go on sale right at noon on Friday. We got the 420 catch of the day on the way, and Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a wild day at a Texas Bass Pro Shop turned into a full-blown brawl.
Of course.
Straight out of a reality show. It all started in the most American way possible, a restroom line dispute. One guy apparently took too long in the bathroom, another guy got mad, and suddenly it was Saturday Night Fights, fishing edition. The video shows chaos erupting as multiple grown men started swinging, rolling on the floor, and turning the outdoor gear store into an impromptu octagon. Out of nowhere, a dude in a Texas Longhorns jersey dove into the fight for reasons unknown, possibly just to defend his team's honor. I don't know. Eventually, Bass Pro employees and horrified customers broke up the fight, while one furious woman delivered the voice of reason, yelling, "Grown-ass men acting like idiots, and you wonder why our schools are falling apart. It's their fault. Look at the example that you're setting." I did try to pull the audio for that, but it was not. I couldn't hear it. Police said that nobody wanted to press charges, but the instigators were banned from the store. So now they're going to have to buy their fishing poles at Walmart. Number two, in what might be the most daring proposal ever captured, a man dropped to one knee in front of a massive spinning tornado and asked his girlfriend to marry him. The couple are storm chasers and had been following this one across the Midwest when finally the perfect opportunity arose. Photos showed the couple in an open field, wind going crazy, skies are super dark, and there's a big-ass tornado in the background. I have to admit, the photo is absolutely unreal.
Why do I hate them so much?
I know.
Instantly hate them.
I know, you're going to hate this even more. The woman said that she felt pure awe at the storm, the moment, and the man brave enough to turn chaos into romance. Yeah, I know, she obviously said yes. And number three, I've talked about this before, and I have an update on 3i Atlas, which is basically a comet or an icy rock that came from outside of our solar system. Only one of a few interstellar visitors, which has ever been seen, for that to happen. Scientists noticed that it was moving in an odd way. Its color changed three times, and it is just not behaving like a normal comet, which led to speculation that it might be some kind of alien aircraft.
Really?
And well, this idea came across from a man named Avi Loeb, who is a Harvard astrophysicist.
Oh.
And he has suggested that sometimes unusual space objects could be artificial rather than natural. So that's Harvard we're talking about. And then recently, a U.S. congresswoman, she called on NASA to release all images and data of 3i Atlas, saying that the public deserves transparency about what NASA has found. Most astronomers, though, they still say that it is just a weirdly behaving natural comet and not a message from ET. But I'm going full. I'm going full. I vote alien
of
on
course.
This. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This band has come a long way since last year. The Paradox is a pop punk band from Atlanta. They formed last year. They released the single Do It Again, and that's going to be our 420 catch of the day. Some of the lyrics are, I'm so sorry I get drunk and party. I'm a mess, but trust me, yeah, I'll do it again. It's the 420 catch of the day. Do It Again. That is the Paradox. They are playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. I love that band. I'm looking forward to seeing them. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. This is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a topic and the best call. You'll win your tickets to Acoustic Christmas.
South Florida man allegedly pulls knife during bathroom dispute at store.
Sounds reasonable.
This is wild. And of course, it's Florida. It's out of Miami. A 72-year-old man was arrested after allegedly pulling a knife on another customer during a bathroom dispute.
72 years old,
yes.
Too. Whoa.
Isn't that wild? The incident occurred just after 9 a.m. on Monday. Police say the victim was using a restroom stall. And Alfredo Brindis allegedly entered the bathroom, quote, in a frantic state.
Uh-oh.
Banging on the stall door, demanding the victim come out. When the victim exited, Brindis was reportedly blocking the way and shouting for him to move faster.
Oh, my God.
According to the report, Brindis then allegedly pulled out a knife.
Oh, my God.
And waved it toward the victim. So 1 second, this guy is going to the bathroom at 9 a.m. And the next second, he's got a crazy person with a knife in his face.
As he's trying to get out of
yes.
the stall. Wow.
Isn't that wild? The guy used a large backpack to protect himself and to get out. The victim immediately notified on-duty Miami police officers working in security detail. The officer entered the room and saw Brindis holding the knife.
Wow.
And said, hey, you should probably drop the knife.
Oh, my God.
And he told the police officer, I, quote, really needed to use the restroom.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's valid. It's totally valid.
Sure, but he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and booked into jail. And
that is wild.
The topic is...
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
So situations that escalate quickly, that just jump right to the most important thing in the world. Skip all of the steps where you yell at each other, you fight, wait, I'm not done yet, he's coming in. It doesn't have to be in the bathroom for sure. But any situation where it escalated too quickly, and those are the stories we're looking for at 800-520-1067. You can call us with those stories or text us with those stories, and this is how you win tickets.
So the most entertaining phone call, you're going to go to Acoustic Christmas. We'll have those tickets for you.
All right, so 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 for things got out of hand quickly.
And for the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to Acoustic Christmas.
It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls on a topic of things escalated quickly. South Florida man allegedly pulls knife during bathroom dispute. 72-year-old man really had to go, and somebody was in the stall, so he pulled a knife on the dude, which seems like you're skipping about 15 steps of anger and argument and just go right to the knife pull.
Yeah, no, just like, hey, dude, I really gotta go.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What is just happening right there?
I got a knife.
Right, so we're taking your phone calls if you have things escalated quicker than they should have. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And the best phone call, we're going to send you to Acoustic Christmas.
All right, what do you got?
Me and my friends, we were all at a bar, just having fun. Then afterwards, me and my guy friend were outside of the bars waiting for an Uber, and this girl comes up to us and starts yelling at us, saying that we were acting like we were gay in order to get girls, which I don't know how that makes sense. But,
what?
So she's yelling at us outside of the bar, and she's like, yeah, we saw those girls you were with, which were our friends. And then we're trying to, like, I guess, like, defuse the situation. And then she, out of nowhere, just starts choking me. She, like, pinned me up against the wall. And she let go of me. She started choking my friend. And then we were just like, let's just get out of here. Next thing we know, we turn around, and the cops are breaking up a fight between her and her other friend. So we don't know exactly what happened there. We were trying to get out of the situation.
Wow. But she is out of her mind.
It was pretty wild.
K-Rock, hello.
2 years ago, I was with my cousin, and we were over there in Seattle, and we went over to one of his friend's houses. What escalated quickly was that apparently she had a crazy baby daddy.
Oh, no.
Who came to the house intoxicated, and they were arguing back and forth. He pulled out a knife on her. So what I ended up doing was one of those classic movie moves, grab the vase and just smash it over his head.
Yes.
Nice, yes. Like a cartoon.
Which actually, you know, I thought it was all props and everything. No, that actually hurt.
Yeah.
Of course.
So ended up knocking him out. We ended up calling the police.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God you were there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no, it was a real superhero movie.
Hey, Rock, hello. Things escalated quickly.
Yeah, so in 2009, I went to smoke out, and I ended up smoking some synthetic THC out of a meth pipe.
Oh, my God.
I did not even make it from the parking lot to the front gate. My friends ended up having to throw me into the back of a stranger's truck, and I spent the whole night there.
Oh, no.
Because I just could not. I was gone.
You spent the whole night in the bed of a truck that wasn't anyone you knew.
And I threw up in the back of their truck as well.
Nice. You do good work. Taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067. Things escalated quickly.
The 626 said, back in high school, we were doing AP testing, and suddenly alarms went on, and we were told it was a lockdown. Minutes later, we had cops come in and sweep every classroom for a bomb threat. Turns out someone fell asleep in history class and woke up to the teacher holding a dummy grenade. They panicked and called their mom, who was a cop, so things escalated quickly.
What the hell?
That is absolutely crazy.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so this was a little while ago, and I guess in honors of the Dodgers winning the World Series, I was at a Dodger game at Dodger Stadium. I was quite young, and there was opposing team fans in front of us,
mm-hmm.
and they were yelling, excited, and some I don't know what happened, exchanging of words with my dad, but basically it got into almost a full-on brawl, and they were kicked out.
Oh. Did your dad throw any punches?
I don't think so. I don't recall him ever pushing. Like, there might have been some shoving, not maybe from him starting it, but...
Well, it had to have been the other people, because if they got kicked out, then, you know...
The other fans.
Yeah.
How early in the game did it happen?
I remember it being pretty early.
There's no better feeling than when the other team's fans get kicked out.
Kicked out.
Woo!
Yep.
Yeah, it was wild.
K-Rock, hello.
So I was having a house party for my birthday. I invited a good amount of friends. Some people that I knew that we would go shows together, one of them being this girl who asked if she could bring her boyfriend. I said, of course, perfectly fine. We go outside to have a smoke. I'm there talking with her boyfriend. My girlfriend is there as well. We're having a conversation. Suddenly, the girl that we invited comes straight up to her boyfriend and says, why the f*** are you flirting with Jenny, who's my girlfriend, and smacks him across the face.
What the hell?
All of us freak out. We're like, whoa, that's not cool. You know, we're trying to protect him, telling him, like, hey, dude, get away from her. You know, that's not right. And we're trying to calm her down. She's slipping out. She's, like, throwing herself on the ground, screaming and stuff like that. while we're trying to calm her down, her boyfriend comes up to us and says, get away from her, and starts, like, defending her on what we're doing, which we're just trying to calm her down and trying to protect him from her. But he tries fighting us because we're, like, trying to calm her down.
They're both nuts.
Yeah, so I have to literally throw them out of my party. But that's not it, because later on, the police come, and I thought it was going to be like a noise complaint, but we weren't even being that loud. But apparently they said they got a phone call that somebody was dealing drugs from inside the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm guessing they called the cops on us.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
God.
What a crazy couple.
Three levels of commission. Yeah.
You haven't had any contact with them since, right?
Actually, about a week later, I go to a 7-Eleven and see the both of them there. Like, we're just going ahead and get some coffee. We see them there. And I had to hold back my girlfriend. And he was holding back his girlfriend from fighting each other.
Oh, my God.
Everyone in this story is crazy, and I love it. Wow. I don't know, man. Do we have to give it to Izzy?
Yeah, that was epic, dude.
Izzy?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If we give you the tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, you're not going to bring anyone in that story, right?
No one in that story. I have no contact with anyone in the story.
Okay, excellent. Perfect. Then congratulations.
Woo! Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, we will see you December 13th. That is it for me, Kevin Ryder. Megan Holiday has you now.
I'm so excited to see these guys at Acoustic Christmas. I've loved them since high school. It's Yellow Card and their latest Better Days on K-Rock.